Going to go with this lady right here. Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Mi Xiong, and I'm with China's 21st Century Business Herald. I have two questions. The first one is, both of them about U.S. The first one is that recently there's a book coming out from the Peterson Institute written by a former IMF deputy director from the research department, where he lays out a scenario that in 8 years, U.S. will end up to borrow money from the IMF under a similar crisis as the European countries are facing right now. So in your discussions currently, have this scenario ever come up with your in your discussions? The second question is that I understand IMF has made a great progress over the recent G20 summit regarding raising more contribution from member countries. However, U.S. is not did not contribute in this round. And over the course of debate, even some American experts raised concerns about the fact that U.S. government decided to shy away from such responsibility. As the director, as the managing director for IMF, what's your comment for U.S.'s in-participation, non-participation in this round of contribution? Thanks.
You know, I look forward to reading this book, of course, but I was asked exactly the same question last year in July, you know, when there was this raging debate about the debt ceiling, and I was asked by one of your colleagues, you know, is the U.S. going to borrow from the IMF? My response was, we wouldn't have enough resources to lend to the United States of America under any kind of program. But clearly that shows that that was a very far-fetched and very, very hypothetical question. You know, I trust that the U.S. authorities will have the wisdom and the sagacity to choose the right policies and to avoid the obstacles, the hurdles, and the traps that are facing any economy in the course of things. Your second point about the contributions. First of all, I'm very pleased and very grateful to all those who contributed that we could actually increase the resources of the fund by $456 billion by way of bilateral loans. The principle of bilateral loans is that they are voluntary. Whoever wants to participate, participates, and the amounts are not predicated on the quotas. It's also temporary measures that is intended to address the current economic situation and potential risks. The United States of America did not contribute by way of bilateral contribution to the IMF. They do other things by way of swap lines between central banks, for instance, which operates as a strong support very efficiently. As I said, you know, what's important to me is that the institution is strengthened and reinforced in order to serve the needs of the entire membership, whoever that is, across the world, and not particularly in the Eurozone, but across the world.
Okay, let's swing around here, gentlemen.